Left to rot, we don't know how long the body of this man has been in these woods. His fingers have been eaten by stray dogs. As Ukrainian soldiers fan through these woods, they're not only looking for mines, but every time they come across a body, they'll search it first for any potential booby traps before looking for any form of ID that might be able to identify the body. The search of this area of Bucha is only just beginning, and there may be more bodies to find. This is a children's summer camp. Friendships were forged here, memories made. The V marks the Russian military takeover. It's now a place of nightmares. When Bucha was retaken on the 31st of March, five bodies were discovered in the basement of the compound. Those who found them say they were allegedly tied up and executed. Pools of blood remain, the only sign of what happened here. Tatiana was in her home when the Russians arrived.
The Russians took everything they could. It's horrible. It's horrible. I never thought this could happen to us. Our people suffered a lot.
And this is the street she lives on. Ukrainian authorities are surveying the damage. Bucha is now under Ukrainian military control. Everywhere you look, soldiers are patrolling while evidence is gathered for any potential war crimes investigations.
All right, Imran Khan joins us now live from Kyiv. So clearly from that report, Imran, you've been to some of these areas which are really the center of global attention right now. Give us a feeling of what it was like to be there and how common are these disturbing images that we are seeing?
Well, almost every day they're uncovering more and more bodies being found in various different places. It wasn't just the mass grave that we saw the other day. It wasn't just in this park that we saw today. When we were actually at the location, they were discovering bodies. And the town has now been taken over by the military. The military are now going in and sweeping. They're going house to house. They're now recording as much as they can of the destruction and of the bodies they're finding. But we were there 2 days ago, and the atmosphere was very different on Wednesday. It was a lot darker. It was a lot more nervy. People were jumpy. The military had tanks inside Bucha itself, a heavy security presence. The more bodies that they're finding, the more atrocities that the Ukrainians say the Russians committed that they're uncovering, the more people are beginning to realize that something really bad happened here. Now, they need to turn that into legal terms. They need to have an investigation that proves that the Russians did commit atrocities, did commit war crimes. That's the focus now. We heard Vladimir Zelensky, the president, talk at the United Nations just 24 hours ago. Very strong comments, not just about the Russians and atrocities that they committed, but or allegedly committed, but about the UN Security Council itself. The Russians, for their part, are saying that they didn't do any of this, that it was all staged, according to one comment by Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister. But, Sami, there's a very marked, very different atmosphere now as more things come to light.
All right, thanks so much. That's Imran Khan for us there in Kyiv.